姐妹平安。
You probably realized that I have a little cold this morning.
也许你已经意识到我早上有一点点的感冒。
And there are some seat in the front. If you sit in the back and you want to listen to the message, maybe you want to sit closer.
那前面还有很多的位置，若你是坐在后边的话，如果你想要更清楚的听到信息。
Because this morning my voice may not be as loud as I used to be.
也许你可能想要往前坐一点，因为今天早上我的声音不会像，也许不会像以往那么的响亮。
Yeah, I think in the front three row there are at least 10 additional seats.
那在前面三排至少还有十个座位。
I'll give you a little opportunity now if you can, you want to.Move front, you can.
那现在给大家一些时间，如果您想要来到前面的话，非常欢迎您能够坐到前面来。
I'm very happy to see some of the college a student coming back home now.
我也很高兴看到很多在大学的学生能够回到家里。
And I hope you have a good finals.
我希望你们期末考试都很好。
And enjoy the time with your family.
能够享受与家人在一起的这段时间。
All right, let's turn to our Bible to a book of John, chapter 14, verse 27.
请大家一同把圣经翻到约翰福音十四章二十七节。
Book of John,
约翰福音
chapter 14, verse 27.
十四章二十七节。
Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you.Do not let your heart be troubled, nor let it be fearful.
我留下平安给你们，我将我的平安赐给你们。我所赐的不像世人所赐的，你们心里不要忧愁，也不要胆怯。
Do not let your heart be troubled, nor let it be fearful.
你们心里不要忧愁，也不要胆怯。
I don't know anyone.Among us this morning, that your heart is troubled.
我不知早上是否有人，你的心里有忧愁。
Or you have a fear in your heart.
或在你心中有胆怯。
I think this word is for you.
我想这句话就是为着你说的。
Philippians chapter 4 verse 7.
腓立比书四章七节。
Philippians.Chapter 4, verse 7.
腓立比书四章第七节。
And the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.
神所赐出人意外的平安，必在基督里保守你们的心怀意念。
We need something to guard our hearts and our mind in Christ Jesus during difficult times.
在困难当中，我们需要什么来在基督里保守我们的心怀意念？
Do we have the guard?
我们是否有那保守？
Which is the peace of God?
那就是基督的平安。
Isaiah chapter 54, verse 10.
以赛亚书五十四章第十节。
Isaiah chapter 54.Verse 10.
以赛亚书五十四章第十节。
For the mountains may be removed and the hills may shake, but my loving kindness will not be removed from you, and my covenant of peace will not be shaken, says the Lord, who has compassion on you.
大山可以挪开，小山可以迁移，但我的慈爱必不离开你，我平安的约也不迁移。这是连续你的耶和华说的。
The Lord has a covenant of peace with us.
神与我们有一个平安的约。
And this covenant will not be shaken.
这平安的约永不迁移。
Even during the time when the mountains may be removed and the hills.May shake.
即使当那时大山可以挪开，小山可以迁移。
Roman chapter 5 verse 1.
罗马书五章一节。
The book of Romans chapter 5 verse 1.
罗马书五章一节。
Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们既因信称义，就借着我们的主耶稣基督得与神相合。
Book of John, chapter 16, verse 33.
约翰福音十六章三十三节。
Book of John, chapter 16, verse 33.
约翰福音十六章第三十三节。
These things I have spoken to you, so that in me you may have peace. In the world you have tribulation, but take courage, I have overcome the world.
我将这些事告诉你们，是要叫你们在我里面有平安。在世上你们有苦难，但你们可以放心，我已经胜了世界。
Back to Romans chapter 8, verse 6.
我们再回到罗马书第八章第六节。
Romans chapter 8, verse 6.
罗马书第八章第六节。
For the mind set on the flesh is death, but the mind set on the spirit is life and peace.
体贴肉体的就是死，体贴圣灵的乃是生命平安。
Colossians chapter 3, verse 15.
哥罗西书三章十五节。
Colossians chapter 3, verse 15.
哥罗西书三章十五节。
Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body, and be thankful.
又要叫基督的平安在你们心里作主，你们也为此蒙召归为一体，且要存感谢的心。
Finally, Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6.
最后，以赛亚书第九章第六节。
Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6.
以赛亚书九章第六节。
For a child will be born to us, a son will be given to us, and the government will rest on his shoulders, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace.
因有一婴孩为我们而生，有一子赐给我们，政权必担在他的肩头上，他名称为奇妙策士，全能的神，永在的父，和平的君。
Let's pray.
让我们一同祷告。
Father, we are so thankful this morning we can be together with our dear brothers and sisters.
父，我们何等感恩早上我们可以与亲爱的弟兄姐妹一同聚集。
And you have prepared such a feast for all of us sinners saved by grace.
您为我们这蒙恩得救的罪人预备了何等的宴席。
Therefore, we want to give you back our thanksgiving.
所以我们愿把我们心中的感谢来归回给你。
And for the next hour,We also want to have fellowship with you through your words.
在下面的一个小时，我们也愿借着您的话语与您自己有交通。
May the word you have spoken to disciples that you speak to us this morning.
愿您向着使徒们所说的话，早上您也向着我们能够来说。
We pray how you encourage those disciples at the time. This morning, you can encourage us today.
我们祷告在那时您如何来鼓励那些使徒，今天早上您也一同来鼓励我们。
We are so thankful how they have been kept in your peace through tribulation during that time.
我们何等感恩那时在患难当中他们为您被你的平安所保守。
May we be able to experience the peace of God that surpasses all comprehension.
让我们早上能够一同来经历神所赐那出人意料的平安。
We want to commit everyone into your hand at this time.
我们愿把每一个人都交在您的手中。
Because we can only boast of our own weakness.
因为我们唯有夸自己的软弱。
So that your grace will be proven sufficient for all of us.
好叫您的恩典在我们身上显为完全。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
The burden in my heart this morning is this matter of the peace of Christ.
今天早上我心中的负担是基督的平安。
And so I want to share with you from those verses on this matter of peace.
那早上我愿意借着这些圣经来问与大家一同分享平安。
You know, in John 14, verse 27, Jesus said to the disciples at the most critical time of their life.
在约翰福音十四章，主耶稣是对这些使徒们在他们人生当中最重要的时间说了一些话。
It was the time before Jesus went to the cross.
是主要被钉十字架之前的那个时间。
The disciples have seen a lot.Well, they follow our Lord Jesus Christ.
这些门徒们在跟随主耶稣基督的时，已经看了很多的事情。
But these disciples, they did not know what's going to happen in front of them.
但他们并不知道他们眼前所要发生的是什么。
But our Lord Jesus knew.
但我们的主耶稣是知道的。
Our Lord Jesus saw the cross was in front of them.
主耶稣看到了他们面前的十字架。
Not only the cross for himself.
不仅是为着他们自己的十字架。
Our Lord Jesus has seen the crosses for his disciples as well.
主耶稣也看到了他们耶稣他的门徒们所要背负的十字架。
He foreseen the tribulations, the difficulty, the challenges all these disciples will face in their lifetimes.
他看到了这些门徒们在他们一生当中所要经历的各样的困难、挑战和苦难。
Therefore, our Lord Jesus wants to leave with them something that is so important.
所以主要给他们留下那一些非常重要的事情。
If they have these things, then it doesn't really matter what kind of challenges they will face.
若他们有主所要留给他们的，那就无关乎他们所要面临的是什么。
Even they will encounter the most difficult situation in their life, as long as they have this, they will be fine.
即便他们要经历他们生命当中最大的困难，但凡他们有这一件事，他们就没有问题。
Therefore, Jesus shared with them that he said, Peace.I leave to you.
因此主这样跟他们说，我留下平安给你们。
The peace is the most important matter when you and I face the difficult in life.
当你我在生命当中遇到各样困难时，平安是最重要的。
If you have peace in your heart,
若在你的心中有平安，
then it does not matter how big the trouble it is.
那即使问题再大也没有什么关系。
On the other hand, if you and I do not have peace,
在另外一方面来说，若你我没有平安，
A small matter will become a big trouble for us.
即使一个很小的问题，却对我们能够造成很大的困扰。
Therefore, Jesus knew.
因此主耶稣知道。
Then he said to the disciples, Peace.I live with you.
所以他对门徒们说，我留下平安给你们。
Not only Jesus said, Peace, I live with you.
不仅主说，我留下平安给你们。
He said, This is my peace.
他说，这是我的平安。
My peace, I give to you.
我将我的平安赐给你们。
This is not a peace that you and I can find in this world.
这不是你我能够在世上所能找到的平安。
This is the peace of Christ.
这是基督的平安。
This is His peace.
这是他的平安。
It's not the peace that we have known before.
这不是我们以前所曾知道的平安。
Therefore, this is peace of Christ.
因此这是基督的平安。
It's a precious thing.
这是宝贵的。
Therefore, when Paul...wrote letters to every cities, every churches, he always greeted with them with peace.
因此当保罗给各城各地的人写信的时候，他总是用平安来问候他们。
In Ephesians, Paul said, Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
在以弗所中保罗说，愿恩惠平安从神我们的父和主耶稣基督归于你们。
In Philippians, Paul said, Grace to you and peace from God, the Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ.
在腓立比书当中保罗也写到，愿恩惠平安从神我们的父并主耶稣基督归于你们。
In the Galatians, Paul said, Grace to you and peace from God,Our Father.
同样的在哥罗西书也这样写道。
And Paul was so aware that how important the peace of Christ was to him.
保罗知道基督的平安对他是何等宝贵。
And this peace, not as the world gives, do I give to you.
我所给你们的平安不是世人所给你们的。
There are two major differences.
有两个主要的不同。
The first is in Philippians chapter 4 verse 7.
第一处在腓立比书四章七节讲到。
The peace that surpasses all comprehensions.
神所赐出人意外的平安。
This peace in our heart, this peace of Christ, which surpasses all comprehensions.
这在我们心中基督的平安超乎人的意外。
That means, in other words, it's incomprehensible.
换句话说，这平安是不能够意料的。
The peace from the world is comprehensible.
这世上的平安是我们可以理解的。
I think our young people knew this very well.
我想在我们当中年轻人知道这一件非常的明白。
When you got that letter written from the college that you want to go, and you have that letter on your hands, you're about to open that letter.
当你手上拿着这一封信，就是你所想要去的大学给你的录取通知信的时候。
Then you open that letter, and the first word was congratulations.
当你打开了这封信，第一个词你看到的是祝贺。
And you felt such peace in your heart.
你心中感到何等的平安。
That is peace.
那是平安。
But that's not the peace of Christ.
但这不是基督的平安。
When you got the letters,
当你收到一封信，
it's a company that you apply a job for.
是你所申请的公司给你的信。
And you open the letters,
你打开了这封信。
And you saw the first letter is congratulations.
当你看到第一个词写到恭喜。
You got your first job.
你找到了你第一份的工作。
You feel such peace in your heart.
你感到心中有何等的平安。
It is peace, right?
是的，这是平安。
It's not the peace of Christ.
但那不是基督的平安。
When you got your diagnosis back from your doctors,
当你回从医生那里回来。
You worry about certain things.
你在那里担心一些事情。
You don't know whether this checkup will be okay.
你不知道这次的检查是否一切平安。
And when the doctor said, everything is right.
直到医生告诉你一切都很好。
And you felt such a peace in your heart.
你心中觉着何等的平安。
It's not the peace of Christ.
但这不是基督的平安。
Because this peace can be comprehended.
因为这些平安是可以意料的。
It's understandable.
是可以明白的。
And everyone who have the same thing occurred to them, they will feel the peace as well.
因为每一个人他们经历同样的事情，他们也一同感到平安。
Understandable.
是可以理解的。
It's not the peace of Christ.
不是基督的平安。
Peace of Christ surpasses all comprehension.
因基督的平安是超乎我们一切所能理解的。
You cannot explain the peace.
你没有办法来解释这平安。
You have peace in your heart, but no one can understand why do you still have that peace.
你心中有平安，但没有一个人明白为何你心中仍有这样的平安。
Here, look at Apostle Paul.
让我们看一看使徒保罗。
As he wrote those letters, Ephesians, Philippians, and Galatians.
当他写以弗所、腓立比、哥罗西书的时候，
he was in prison.
他是被囚的。
Where did the peace come from?
这平安从何处而来呢？
How can you explain the peace in Apostle Paul's heart?
如何能够来解释使徒保罗心中的平安呢？
Secondly, he never regained his freedom afterwards.
第二，他此后也再没有得回他的自由。
It's not like he was hoping to get out of the jail.
并不是说他在那里期盼能够重得自由。
He never get out of the jail.
他从没有从监牢当中出来。
So how can you explain the peace in his heart?
你如何要来解释在他心中的平安呢？
He lost his standing among his people.
他失去了在他朋友当中的地位。
He had forsaken his promising careers.
他放弃了自己蛮有前途的工作。
He had lostMost of his friends.
他失去了几乎所有的朋友。
In his own words, Paul said, he has suffered the loss of all things.
用他自己的话说，他已丢弃万事。
The peace in his heart is incomprehensible.
在他心中的平安是出人意外的。
Not only Paul had peace, his letters brought peace to Philippians.To Ephesians, to Galatians.
不仅他自己有平安，他也把平安带到以弗所、腓立比和哥罗西的圣徒。
Brothers and sisters, the peace of Christ is incomprehensible.
弟兄姐妹，基督的平安是出人意外的。
I remember that back to 1983.
我记得在1983年的时候
I was starting a new job.
我当时开始了一份新的工作
for 2 years.
有两年的时间。
So I'm ready to buy my house.
所以我就准备好要买房子。
So I found a house. Of course, it's a new house.
那我就找了一栋房子，它是一个新的房子。
But it's a very small house.
那是一个非常小的房子。
In Sugarland.
在唐城。
It's very close to the First Connolly Middle School.
离第一浸信会。
No, Middle School.
第一中学很近。
Yeah, and I can see the school.
我就能看到这个学校。
And so we start our life happily in that house.
那我们就在这个房子里面开始了我们的开心的生活。
And we lived there for 7 years.
我们在那里住了七年。
Now after 7 years, things change.
七年之后，事情改变了一些。
I have Daniel and Stephen.
我有了 Daniel 和 Stephen.
And we also have a nanny that live with us.
我们也有一个保姆跟我们一同住。
And we also want to have room that my parents can come.
我们也想要有一个房子，好叫父母能够过来。
I quickly realized that I don't have space.
我很快意识到我没有足够的空间。
And I desperately need to have more space.
我非常需要更多的空间。
But there was a problem.
但有一个问题。
There's no way I can sell my house.
我没有办法卖掉我的房子。
And that's around 1990, The price of oil is below $10 per gallon.
那在1990年的时候，那
per barrel, $10 per barrel.
1990年的时候，那油价是低于$10每桶。
So in that time, you can buy a gallon of gasoline, which is cheaper than a gallon of drinking water.
那时你买一加仑的油比买一加仑的水还要便宜。
Therefore, there are a lot of people losing their job and their house being foreclosed.
因为所以在那时有很多人失去了他们的工作，他们的房子也必须得被卖掉。
So if you look at my street, there are so many for sale sign, foreclosure sign.
所以在那时，若你看我所住的街道，有很多房子就是立刻要被卖掉的。
It is a terrible time to sell your house.
那是一个非常坏的时间要来卖房子。
There's no way I can sell my house.
没有任何的方法我能够把我的房子卖掉。
Because I owe the bank much more than.My house was worth.
因为我欠银行的远比我自己房子的价值要多。
And during the time 1983, my interest rate is very good 11%.
在那个时候，1983年，我的贷款的利率是11%。
So nobody have the interest rate like that.
现在没有人有这么高的利率。
So after 7 years, I still owe just about as much I owe before.
那在七年之后，我欠的钱跟之前几乎差不多。
All right, so I was in a very difficult spot because I need space, I could not move.
所以我当时在一个非常困难的环境当中，我需要空间，但我却没有办法搬家。
But at that time, I feel something incomprehensible. I have peace.
在那时我却经历了很多一些事情是我不能够解释的，就是我有平安。
I do not know why I have that peace.
我不知道为什么我有这样的平安。
I still believe I need to have more space.
我仍然相信我需要更多的空间。
Even that it's a terrible time to buy, to sell is perfect time to buy.
虽然那时是一个很坏的时间要去卖房子，但买房子却是很好的时间。
Therefore, actually, very easily, I found the house I need.
所以很容易我就找到了我所需要的房子。
And I had the peace to purchase.
那我就有平安要去买它。
And I actually got it.
那我就买掉了它。
And as I started a transaction, and the realtors said that maybe you need to put your old house for rent.
那当我把这个房子买下来时，我的中介就告诉我，也许你可以把你现在的房子租出去。
But it's a terrible time to sell, but it's a good time to rent because so many people they foreclose their house, they have to have.Place to live.
虽然这是一个很坏的时间来卖房子，但呢，但是因为有很多人他们的房子被关掉，必须搬出去，所以也许是一个很好的时间可以出租。
You know, at the time, it felt so peaceful, and I found the people to rent my house.
在那时我何等的平安就找到了人能够来租住我的房子。
And I didn't even worry about anything that would come from that.
我没有为此担心任何。
I didn't even know what could be the trouble coming in the futures.
我也不知道前面要有什么样的麻烦。
But I just felt I have that peace that I can go this way.
但我里面就是有这样的平安，我可以如此去做。
You know, sometimes if you think about it, if you really take the thing into your hands, then you actually worry to death.
如果有的时候你把这些事情放在手中算一算的话，你就要担忧以至于死了。
Because, you know, every month I lose the money on my rental house.
因为每一个月我都在我所租的这个房子上我要损失一定的钱。
My rental income is below my mortgage payment.
我租出去的这个租金要低于我要付的这个利率利息。
So I have a negative cash flow.
所以我有一个负的资金流。
But I didn't even pay attention to those things at the time.
但在那时我甚至都没有在意这些。
I just knew I need more space and God would havePeace in my heart for me to get more space.
那时我知道我需要更多的空间，神也把平安放在里面，让我能够去取用更多的空间。
You know, thinking back at the time, I could not explain why I had that peace to do things like that.
在那现在回想的话，我没有办法解释为何当时我有平安如此做。
But I do. I'm very, very clear during the whole time during that transition.I have no worry at all in my heart.
但我可以非常确定的是，在我整个买房子的过程、付款的过程当中，我心中没有任何的担忧。
Because the peace of Christ surpasses all comprehension.
因为基督的平安出人意外。
Secondly, the peace of Christ will never be shaken.
第二，基督的平安是永不摇动的。
Even the mountain may be removed.
即便大山可以挪开
or the hills may shake,
小山可以迁移
but my loving kindness will not be removed from you,
但我平安的约也不迁移
and my covenant of peace will not be shaken,
我的慈爱也不离开你
Brothers and sisters, this peace in our heart may not be shaken,
弟兄姐妹我们心中的平安是不会迁移的
Even when Paul, he said at his first defense, no one supported Paul.
当保罗初次申诉的时候，没有人帮助他。
All deserted him.
竟都离开了他。
And this would not take his peace away.
但这却没有把他心中的平安挪去。
Brothers and sisters, this is marvelous.
弟兄姐妹，这是何等的奇妙。
Today, if just one person betray us,
今天若有一个人背叛我们
we will lose peace.
我们就没有平安了
Not to say there are two persons betray us.
不要说有两个人背叛我们
But in Paul's situation, everyone in Asia betray Apostle Paul.
但在保罗那时候，所有在亚细亚的人全都背叛了保罗
And his peace cannot be taken away.
但他的平安却不会挪移。
Second Corinthians said,
哥林多后书讲到
Paul has a thorn in his flesh.
他在肉体上有一根刺。
And he was tormented by the thorn.
他为此受折磨。
And he asked the Lord three times to remove the thorn.
他三次求神把这刺挪掉。
And the Lord said to him,
但主对他说
My grace is sufficient.For you, for power is perfected in weakness.
我的恩典够你用的，因我的能力是在人的软弱上显得完全。
Brother and sister, today, if there is a thorn in our flesh,
弟兄姐妹，若今天在我们的肉体上有一根刺
we lose the peace.
我们就失去了平安。
We start asking everyone, how do I get the thorn out of my flesh?
我们就开始问周围所有的人，我如何能够把这刺从我身上挪掉？
Paul is also like us, so he asked the Lord.
保罗跟我们一样，所以他就求问主。
But Lord said to him, My grace is sufficient.
但主却跟他说，我的恩典够你用。
And that was sufficient for Paul.
那对保罗就足够了。
The thorn in his flesh stayed in his flesh.
他肉体当中的刺一直留在那里。
And this thorn was not able to take the peace of Christ from Paul.
但这根刺却不能够把平安从保罗心中拿掉。
Paul learned to boast of his weakness.
保罗学会了为他的软弱来夸口。
So the power of Christ can do well in him.
好叫基督的能力在他身上显得完全。
And he was content. No, Paul was well content with weakness.
他为着软弱甚至觉着喜乐。
He's well content with insults, withdistresses, with persecution, with difficulty for Christ's sake.
他为着基督的缘故就以软弱、凌辱、极难、逼迫、困苦为喜乐。
When I am weak and I am strong.
因为我何时软弱我何时就刚强。
So isn't this wonderful?
这难道不奇妙吗？
Do we have that a desire to have the peace like this?
我们是否有这样的心愿要来得这样的平安？
Do we have this peace of Christ in us?
我们里面有基督的平安吗？
Brother and sister, do we have this peace?
弟兄姐妹，我们有没有这样的平安？
But I will say, we don't know.
但我要说，我们并不知道。
Unless you are tested.
除非你被试验过。
We do not actually know whether we have this peace or not.
我们并不会知道我们是否真有这样的平安。
The Peter, Apostle Peter thought he had the peace.
使徒彼得认为他里面有平安。
Paul, Peter think that he had a peace to face the death.
彼得认为他有面对死亡的平安。
But when he faced the actual threat, he realized he didn't have.
但当他面对真正的威胁的时候，他却看到他并没有这样的平安。
So brothers and sisters,So when the situation gets difficult,
所以弟兄姐妹，当情况变得危险的时候，
it is the opportunity that our faith be tested.
就是这样的机会让我们的信心经过试验。
Only the tested faith,
唯有经过试验的信心，
is living faith,
才是活的信心。
Only when your faith is tested,
只有当你的信心受过了试验，
then you will know.Whether you have the peace of Christ,
那你就能够知道你是否有基督的平安。
Because this peace can never be taken away,
因这平安永远不会挪移。
So this morning,
所以早上
my burden is on how do we have the peace of Christ in our heart.
我的负担就是我们如何能够在心里有基督的平安。
And from the scriptures that we discover.That this peace is built upon three pillars.
那借着圣经，我们看到这平安是建立在三个柱石之上。
That this peace has three foundational pillars.
这个平安有三个根基性的柱石。
If we have these three foundational pillars in our life, then we will have the peace of Christ in our heart.
若我们的生活当中有这三根根基性的柱石，那在我们的心中就有基督的平安。
On the other hand, if we do not have these three foundational pillars in our life, we will not have peace of Christ.
另一方面，若我们的生命当中没有这三根基性的柱石，那我们的心中就没有基督的平安。
The first pillar of the peace is faith.
信心的第一根柱石是信心。
Having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们既因信称义，就借着我们的主耶稣基督得与神相合。
The first foundational pillar of peace is our faith.
平安的第一根柱石是信心。
Then you may ask me, we have faith.
那你可能会对我说，我们有信心。
If I ask everyone in this room, do you have faith?You all will say you have faith.
若我问在座的每一位，你们都会告诉我，我有信心。
But if I ask you honestly, do you have peace? I don't think everyone will say I have peace.
若我问大家，诚实的讲，你有没有平安呢？我想不是每一个人都会说我有平安。
So now we face this situation. In Romans chapter 5 verse 1 said that when you have faith, that you have peace.
所以现在我们就面临这样的光景。罗马书五章告诉我们，若你有信心，你就有平安。
But in our situation, we all have faith, but not everyone have peace.
但就是我们自己的光景来说，我们每一个人都有信心，但却没有平安。
So what is the issue here?
那这问题是什么呢？
We do have faith.
我们是有信心。
But we do not walk by faith.
但我们不是因信而行。
That's the issue.
这就是问题。
We all have faith, that's true.
是的，我们都有信心。
But when we live our life,We're not necessary walk every step by faith.
但当我们过每天的生活时，我们并没有在走每一步时都凭着信心。
In other words, we didn't exercise our faith in every step of our life.
换句话说，在我们生活的每一步当中，我们并没有来操练我们的信心。
The faith was not exercised on a daily basis.
信心并没有在每一天的生活当中来被操练。
Therefore, we walk by sight.
因此，我们是凭着眼见而行事。
When you are rejected by a company,
当你被一个公司拒绝之时
，and you lose peace,
你就失去了平安。
Then you walk by sight.
你是凭着眼见而行。
Because that is a sight.
因为那是眼所能见的。
When you have a thorn in your flesh.
当你在肉体当中有一根刺的时候
Then you are discouraged.
你就受到沮丧
Then you walk by sight.
你是凭着眼见而行
When you exercise the faith, you walk by faith.
当你操练信心之时你是凭信而行
So what does it mean in our daily life?
那对我们每一天的生活来说意味着什么呢
I don't believe every one of us have understand this.
我想每一个人都有一些了解
But we may not put into practice.
但我们没有把它放入真正的实践
Therefore, we want to spend a few minutes on how to exercise your faith.
所以我们愿意花几分钟的时间来讲如何的能够来操练信心
You remember there was a story in the gospel.
那你记得在福音书当中讲到这样一个故事
There's a woman who had been subject to the bleeding for 12 years.
有一个妇人她受血漏之患有12年之苦
And he suffered a great deal under the care of many doctors.
在好些医生手里受了许多的苦
No offense to all the doctors in the room.
并不是想要冒犯在座的任何一位医生
Now this woman suffered.A great deal under the care of the doctors.
但这个女人在好些医生手里却受了许多的苦。
And spent all she had, and instead getting better, he grew worse.
又花尽了她所有的，一点也不见好，病势反倒更重了。
And one day she heard about Jesus.
有一天她听到了关于耶稣。
And then she just came behind try to follow Jesus.
她就从后面想要来尝试跟随耶稣。
And there's a big crowd around Lord Jesus.
那在主的周围有一大群的人。
And this woman suffered the bleeding has a thought in her mind.
这一位忍受血漏之患的妇人在她的想法当中这样想着。
If I just touch his clothes, I will be healed.
我只要摸他的衣裳就必痊愈。
This was faith.
这是信心。
This was real faith.
这是真实的信心。
This is tremendous faith.
这是极大的信心。
Now, she had this faith in her heart.
她的心中有这样的信心。
But she still need to exercise the faith.
但她仍然要来操练她的信心。
You know, she still need to touch Jesus' clothes.
他还是需要来摸主耶稣的衣服。
It's not easy because there's a crowd.
那不是很容易的，因为有很多的人。
And there are some people trying to protect Jesus.
有一些人还想要来保护主耶稣。
So this woman just, you know, move her way around.
那这个妇人她就找着一条路。
And try her best to touch our Lord Jesus.
就尽她所能的想要来摸主耶稣。
And it must be a big struggle.
对他来说可能是一个很大的挑战
she kept trying.
他就不停地在那里尝试
stretch her hands.
他就伸出他的手
as long as she possibly could.
尽他所能地把手伸长出去
finally, She touched our Lord Jesus.
那最后他就摸到了主耶稣。
Immediately, his bleeding was stopped.
立时他的血漏的源头就干了。
This is called exercising her faith.
这就是叫做操练他的信心。
We all have the knowledge.
我们都有这知识。
That if we touch our Lord Jesus, we will be healed.
只要我们摸到主耶稣，我们就得医治。
That's faith.
那是信心。
But have we exercised that faith?
但我们可否操练过这信心？
Have we stretched our hands out?
我们有没有把我们的手伸长出去？
Pass over all the hindrance.
经过各样的拦阻。
Try our best to touch the clothes of our Lord Jesus.
尽我们所能的来摸主耶稣的衣服。
That's called living faith.
这是活的信心。
That's called exercising faith.Of our faith.
这是来操练我们的信心。
Now, is the foundation no pillars of peace?
这是平安的根基性的柱石。
In our daily life, we face many different decisions.
在我们每一天的生活当中，我们都有各样的选择。
Every decision, we stretch our hands.
每一个选择当中，我们都伸出我们的手。
We knew the Lord has answers.
我们知道主有答案，
But we need to exercise the faith.
但我们需要来操练信心。
Stretch our hands and touch the Lord.
伸出我们的手来摸主。
And when you touch the Lord, and the bleeding will stop.
当你摸到主时，血漏就止住了。
This is the foundational peace, foundational pillar of peace.
这是平安的根基性柱石。
We do have faith. That's right.
是的，我们都有信心。
But we do not necessarily walk by faith.
但我们行事为人却不是凭着信心。
And I have proved that we are not working by faith.
我已经证明了我们不是凭着信心行事。
So what is my proof?
我的证明是什么呢？
The proof is that we lean on our own understanding all the time.
我的证明就是我们常常来依靠自己的聪明。
When there is an issue that comes upon us,The first thing we did is to lean on our understanding.
当有一件事情发生时，我们第一个想法就是来倚靠自己的聪明。
That is not trust the Lord.
但这不是信靠主。
The proverb says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding."
箴言讲到，你要专心仰赖耶和华，不可倚靠自己的聪明。
Brothers and sisters, we lean on our understanding all the time.
弟兄姐妹，我们总是倚靠自己的聪明。
Or we lean on somebody else's understanding.
或者我们倚靠别人的聪明。
But we didn't trust in the Lord with all of our heart.
但我们却没有专心仰赖耶和华。
If we want to experience this peace of Christ,
若我们要经历基督的平安，
we need to exercise our faith.
我们需要来操练我们的信心。
We need to walk by faith and not by sight.
我们需要行事为人凭着信心，不是凭着眼见。
And stretch our hands and touch our Lord Jesus on a daily basis.
伸出我们的手，每一天都来摸主。
Then you will experience the peace of Christ.
那你就能够来经历主耶稣的平安。
The second pillar of peace
第二个
is abiding.
第二个平安的柱石就是住。
It is so important to understand where do we abide today.
今天能够来明白我们住在何处是何等的重要。
There are two potential places you and I can abide.
有两个可能的地方是你和我所住在的地方。
There are only two places you and I can abide.
只有两个地方是我们所居住的地方。
Do not think there is a third place.
不要认为还有第三处。
We either abide in the world or we abide in the Lord.
我们或住在世界里，我们或住在主里。
Do you agree with me?
你是否同意我呢？
Maybe you don't.
也许你不同意。
But let me explain what do I mean by abiding.
但让我来解释一下什么是住。
Abiding in the world means you take your satisfaction from this world.
若住在世界里，就是说我们从世界来得着我们的满足。
If You are satisfied by the things of this world. You abide in the world.
若你因着这世上的事而感到满足，你就是住在这世界上。
If you are satisfied by the Lord, then you abide in the Lord.
若你因主而得满足，那你就是住在主的里面。
So we can ask the question the other way, brother and sister, what satisfies us?
所以弟兄姐妹，我们能用另外一种方式来问，什么是让我们得满足的？
It's the things of this world satisfy us.Then we abide in the world.
若这地上的事情让我们得满足，那我们就是住在这世上。
If the Lord satisfies us alone, then we abide in the Lord.
若唯有主是满足我们的，那我们就是住在主的里面。
If you abide in the world, there will be tribulations.
若我们住在这世上，就会有患难。
In the world, you have tribulations.
因为在这世上，你们有苦难。
In me, you have peace.
但你们在我里面有平安。
So this is a matter of abiding.
所以这就是关乎住。
The foundational pillar of peace is where do we abide?
平安的根基性柱石之二就是我们住在何处。
If we abide in the world, we will never have peace.
若我们住在这世上，我们永远不会有平安。
Brother and sister, let's get this point clear. If you and I live in this world, you and I will never have the peace of Christ.
弟兄姐妹，让我把这事情讲得更清楚一点。若我们是住在这世上，我们永远不会有基督的平安。
If we desire the things of this world as our satisfaction, we will never have peace of Christ.
若我们渴望得着这地上的东西作为我们的满足，那我们永远不会有基督的平安。
This world has tribulations.
这地上满了患难。
Where the war in Afghanistan is in its 17th year.
在阿富汗的战争已经打到了第十七年。
The Syrian civil war is in its 3rd year.
在叙利亚的内战已经是第三年。
The seventh year.
第七年。
And Yemeni civil war is in its 3rd year.
也门内战已经到了第三年。
Everywhere you look, you see chaos.
你看向世界的各处，你都看到混乱。
Then you look at the United Kingdom, such a chaos in United Kingdom right now.
你看像英国，在英国现在有何等的混乱。
You know, to leave or not to leave is a huge issue in United Kingdom.
是离开还是不离开，对英国来说是一个很大的问题。
You look at France, there's protests every weekend.
你看像法国的话，每一周都有起义的行动。
You look at Germany.They have huge problem with refugees.
你看像德国的话，他们因着难民有很大的问题。
The tribulation around the world create 27 million of refugees today.
今天在地上各样的患难产生了2700万左右的难民。
They became refugees because they cannot find peace in their home countries.
他们成为难民是因为在他们自己所在的国家找不到平安。
Nowadays, Christians are persecuted everywhere.
今天基督徒在各地都受到迫害。
Even in the United States.
甚至在美国。
So we do not have peace in the world.
所以在这世上我们是没有平安的。
You know, we are engaged in multiple conflict trade, dispute with China, withCanada, with Mexico, with EU.
那跟中国、加拿大、欧盟还有墨西哥之间，美国也有很多的贸易战争。
Our political system is completely paralyzed.
我们的政治系统也完全瘫痪。
And you cannot find the truth and facts anymore. And truth and fact do not matter anymore.
你也找这个真理和实际也不再关乎重要。
In 1996,
在1996年。
68% of Americans oppose same-sex marriage.
有68%的美国人是反对同性婚姻的。
In 2017,
但2017年
only 34%.
只有34%的人反对。
In a matter of such a period of short time,
在这短短的时间之内
the opinion is completely reversed.
人们的意见完全的反了过来。
Between 2010 and 2011, it's actually flipped the situations.
在2010到2017这段时间，甚至整个的颠倒了过来。
Therefore, there are a lot of things going on, even in the U.S.
是的，甚至在美国都有很多的事情发生。
In the world, you have tribulation.
在这地上，你们有患难。
But in me, in Christ, you may have peace.
但在我，在基督里面，你们有平安。
Because we are the branches.
因为我们是枝子
Our Lord is the vine.
我们的主是那葡萄树
There is only one place the branches can have peace.
只有一处让枝子能够得着平安
The branch must abide in the vine.
就是枝子必须连于葡萄树
If we abide in the vine,
若我们住在葡萄树里
then we have peace.
那我们就有平安
Remember the day Jesus resurrected?
请 记得主耶稣从死里复活的那一日吗
How Jesus resurrected in the morning.
主耶稣在早上复活
And the news get to disciples in the early morning
那早上门徒们就听到了这样的消息
So that day all disciples knew Jesus was resurrected
所以那一天所有的门徒都知道主耶稣已经复活
But we found in the night of that day
但在那一天的晚上
They gather in a place
他们在一处一起聚集
They have all the window and door locked
他们就关上了所有的门窗
They are so afraid ofThe leaders of Jews.
因为他们如此的害怕犹太人的领袖。
If Jesus was resurrected,
如果耶稣已经复活
why did they so afraid of?
为什么他们还是如此害怕
Because they are like branches. They are the branches.
因为他们是这枝子。
They need the vine.
他们需要那葡萄树。
When Jesus appeared to them,
当耶稣向他们显现时
all of a sudden, Jesus was in the room.
有历史主耶稣就出现在这房间当中
And what did Jesus say to them?
主耶稣对他们说什么呢
Jesus said to them Peace be with you
主对他们说愿你们平安
They saw the vine
他们看到了那葡萄树
The branches saw the vine
这枝子看到了葡萄树
The branches saw this the vine can never be destroyed
枝子看到了这是那一棵永不可被毁灭的葡萄树
Even the cross
即使是那十字架
cannot take the vine away
也不能够把葡萄树拿开
Therefore the branches found the vine again
因此枝子又找到了葡萄树
Therefore they have peace
所以他们心中有了平安
Then we see such a peace in the heart of disciples
我们就看到在门徒们的心中有何等的平安
And that peace can never be taken away
那平安是永远不会挪开的
Brothers and sisters, such a precious thing
弟兄姐妹这是何等宝贵的事
Do you know that peace is a choice?
你知道平安是一个选择吗
Maybe you never heard of this
也许你没有听过
The peace is a choice
平安是一个选择
Because abiding is a choice.
因为住是一个选择。
We decide where we want to abide.
我们来决定我们要住在哪里。
It is our choice.
这是我们的选择。
It is our daily choice.
是我们每一天的选择。
Every day we decide we want to abide in the Lord or we want to abide in the world.
每一天我们都来选择我们是要住在世界里还是要住在主里。
Every decision you have to make, you're making a choice.
你所做的每一个选择都是这样的选择。
Do I abide in the world or do I abide in the Lord?
我是要住在世界里，我还是要住在主里
？If we abide in the world, we will not have peace.
若我们住在世界里，我们就不会有平安。
If we abide in the Lord, we will have peace.
若我们住在主里面，我们就会有平安。
Therefore, peace is a choice.
因此平安是一个选择
It is our choice
是我们的选择
Whether we want to abide in the Lord or we want to abide in the Lord
我们是要住在世界里呢我们还是要住在主的里面
You know, Cain Adam's son Cain chose to abide in the world
你知道该隐亚当的儿子该隐他选择住在世界上
Abel chose to abide in the Lord
亚伯却选择要住在主里面
EsauChose to abide in the world.
以扫选择住在世界上。
And Jacob chose to abide in the Lord.
雅各选择住在主的里面。
Lot chose to abide in the world.
罗德选择住在世界上。
Abraham chose to abide in the Lord.
亚伯拉罕选择住在主的里面。
So peace is our choice.
所以平安是我们的选择。
There's a third pillar, the foundational pillar of peace.
那平安还有第三个柱石
It's where we set the mind.
是我们的心思体贴什么？
Romans chapter 8 verse 6.
罗马书八章六节。
For the mind set on the flesh is death, but the mind set on the spirit is life and peace.
体贴肉体的就是死，体贴圣灵的乃是生命平安。
So there is an issue on the mind.
所以我们的意念上有一个问题。
Where do we set our mind?
我们的心思体贴什么？
Again, it is a choice.
又一次，这是一个选择。
Where do I set my mind?
我们要把我们的心思体贴什么？
I can set my mind on the flesh.
我可以体贴肉体。
I can set my mind on the spirit.
或来体贴圣灵。
If I set my mind on the flesh, it's death.
若我体贴肉体，那就是死。
If I set my mind on the spirit, it's life and peace.
但若我体贴圣灵，就是生命和平安。
You know, Israel, they live in Egypt, they live in the world, they did not have peace.
以色列人他们活在生活在埃及，生活在世界上，他们没有平安。
God took them out of Egypt.
神就把他们带离埃及。
But during the course of their journey.
但在他们整个的行程当中
，their mind still set on their flesh.
他们的心思仍然体贴肉体。
And in the flesh, you can find Egypt.
但在肉体当中，你就找到了埃及。
Therefore, even as they journey on the wilderness, they constantly thinking about Egypt.
所以，当他们行在旷野之时，他们常常想念埃及。
Why did they do that?
为什么他们要这样做呢？
Because they set their mind on the flesh.
因为他们是在体贴肉体。
And Egypt is in the flesh.
埃及就在肉体当中。
Brother and sister, you and I all have flesh.
弟兄姐妹，你和我，我们都有肉体。
My flesh is as worse as your flesh.
我的肉体跟你的一样坏。
You know, my flesh is not any better than your flesh.
我的肉体不比你的肉体一点点好。
And what's in the flesh is the world.
在肉体当中就是世界。
We all have the flesh.
我们都有肉体。
And in the flesh is the world.
在肉体当中就是世界。
If I set my mind on the flesh, I will live in the world.
若我体贴肉体，我就是活在这世上。
But there's something else I can set.
但有其他的事情让我可以体贴。
It's the spirit.
就是圣灵。
If I set my mind on the spirit,
若我体贴圣灵的话，
it's the life and peace.
就是生命和平安。
So I told you just a moment ago, I became a landlord.
所以刚才我告诉大家，我成为一个房东。
I never dreamed that I would have become a landlord.
我从来没有想过我竟然会成为一个房东。
And I never encourage anyone to be a landlord.
我也不鼓励任何人做一个房东。
So don't get this message wrong.
所以不要听错了信息。
Don't get a message. Brother Philip wants us to be a landlord.
所以不要说中弟兄想让我们做一个房东。
No, that's not the case.
不不不，这不是这个想我想告诉大家的。
If somebody else's toilet doesn't flush, how can it become my problem?
如果别人在这里操练他的肉体，这怎么成为我的问题？
No. 马桶
哦，别人的马桶出了问题，这就变成我的问题。
You know, that's incredible, right?
这是难以想象的事吧。
But if you are the landlord,
但你是房东的话，
somebody's toilet doesn't flush,
若有人的马桶不能冲水了，
then you get a call,
你就接到他给你打的电话。
Now I learned something very strange.
那我就学到了一件非常奇怪的事。
Air conditioner usually stop working in the hottest day.
空调是在最热的那一天，它常常停止工作。
It won't stop working in like January or February.
一月、二月的时候，空调不会停止工作。
It stop working in a very hot day.
但在非常热的时候，它就可能会停止工作。
Usually happen during the weekend.
也常常是在周末的时候发生。
Where you can't even find any helpers.
你甚至都找不到任何人来帮助。
So being a landlord.
所以作为一个房东
，then you have things like that.
你就会经历这样的事情。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹
，No, God has a wisdom on everything.
神在他各样的事上都有他的道路。
No, I have to deal with things like that.
所以我就必须要来处理这样的事情。
If someone didn't mow his yards,
如果没有人没整理他的后院
，It's my problem.
那也是我的问题。
I got a letter from homeowner association.
我就要从这个管理房屋的那个局要收到一封信。
Our homeowner association very picky.
他们是非常的挑剔的。
They measure the distance from the ground to the leaf of your trees.
他们是从地来测量直到你的树叶的高度。
If it's too low, they send you a letter.
如果太低的话，他也会给你寄一封信。
I have gotten those letters.
我收到过这样的信。
So what is the point of telling you this?
所以告诉大家这一些是为什么呢？
If I set my mind on these things,
如果
I'm being a landlord,
如果我就每天想着做房东这件事
I will never have peace.
我永远都不会有平安。
But how can I live a life as a landlord?
那我如何过一个房东的生活呢？
I have to set my mind on something else.
我必须把我的心思放在别处。
I need to set my mind on something that's much more important.
我必须来顾念更重要的。
Brother and sister,
弟兄姐妹，
Sometimes the problem itself is not the problem.
弟兄姐妹，有时问题的本身并不是那重要的问题。
It's your worry about the problem that is killing you.
是我们对着问题的担忧杀了我们。
You know, the toilet, fixing the toilet itself is not a problem.
来修一个马桶并不是一个问题。
But if I start worry aboutHow to get this toilet fixed?
但若我开始想怎么样能够来修这个马桶
，I start worry about what could happen next.
那我就开始担忧下面要发生什么。
Then my life would never have peace.
那我的生活就永远不会有平安。
Brother and sister, God has a purpose for me to be a landlord.
弟兄姐妹，神为着我作为一个房东也有他的心意。
And that's the story for another time.
那是下一另外一次我们要讲的故事。
But not for today.
那不是为着今天的。
But today I want to tell you is that I have not set my mind on that house.
但今天我要告诉大家的是，我没有把我的心思来顾念那个房子。
I still do things I need to do.
我仍然做我所当做的事。
But I have never worried about that property.
但我没有去担心那一部分。
If you do not have worry in your heart,
若在你心中没有担忧，
and God can use everything for your own benefit,
神可以让万事互相效力。
But you have to set your mind on something else.
但你必须让你的心思能够顾念在其他的事上。
Ever since 1984,
从1984年起。
God has set my mind on something else.
神就把我让我来体贴其他的事。
Because I saw it's a tremendous privilege that every member of the body of Christ is a priest.
因为我看到神的每一个肢体是何等有特权能够做他的祭司。
I was so excited that I can be a priest.
我是何等的兴奋我能够做一个祭司。
I am so excited that I can read the Bible.
我能够读圣经让我何等的兴奋。
I am so excited I don't need to go to a theological seminary to share God's purpose.
我也何等的兴奋我不要去那些理论的地方来分享这些东西。
I am so excited I can serve just like any servant of God. Every member can do that.
我也何等的兴奋我能够像其他每一个服侍主的人一同服侍每一个神的肢体都可以如此做。
Therefore I'm so excited for my life because I can be a priest.
因为我所以我向着我的生活是感觉何等的兴奋因为我可以做一个祭司。
The most important things in my life is being a priest.
对我来说生命中最重要的是我可以做一个祭司。
Yeah, I still have to do the thing the landlord has to do.
是的我还要做作为一个房东所要做的很多事。
But my lifeThe landlord is not my life. That's not my life purpose.
但做房东不是我生活的目的。
But God used that for other training, for other purposes.
神用那个来训练我做其他的事。
I do not set my mind on that thing.
但我不是要来体贴这些事情。
Therefore, I have peace.
因此我心中有平安。
Brothers and sisters, it is a choice.
弟兄姐妹，这是一个选择。
We have many things in our life.
我们的生活当中有各样的事。
You know, we are parents. You know, we are workers, and we serve the Lord. We have many different roles.
我们是家长，我们是工人，我们服侍主，我们有不同的职分。
But there is a choice for us to make.
但我们有一个选择可以来做。
Where do we set our mind on?
我们要来体贴什么？
We can set our mind on the flesh.
我们可以体贴肉体。
Or we can set our mind on the spirit.
或我们可以体贴圣灵。
If you set your mind on the Spirit, there is a life, there is a peace.
若体贴圣灵的话，就是生命平安。
Brothers and sisters, these are three foundational pillars of peace.
弟兄姐妹，这是平安的三个根基性的柱石。
We need to walk by faith.
我们需要凭信而行。
We exercise our faith in every decision.We make in our life.
我们要在我们生活当中做的每一个选择当中来操练我们的信心。
We need to make a decision. Where do we abide?
我们也要来操练我们何处而我们住在何处。
Do I abide in the world or do I abide in the Lord?
我们是住在世界上呢，我们还是住在主的里面。
The third pillar is also a choice.
第三个柱石也是一个选择。
Do I set my mind on the flesh?Or do I set my mind on the Spirit?
我是要体贴肉体呢，还是要体贴圣灵？
You know, Galatians chapter 3 verse 15 is a marvelous verse.
哥罗西书三章十五节是一章非常奇妙的圣经。
Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body, and be thankful.
又要叫基督的平安在你们心里做主。你们蒙召也为此蒙召归为一体，且要存感谢的心。
It is a very interesting way of saying it.
是非常有意思的方式来如此描写。
Because he personified the peace.
因为他把平安比作一个人。
You know, he personified the peace of Christ.
他把基督的平安比作一位。
It appears that the peace of Christ is a person.
好像这一位基督的平安是一个人。
But indeed, we found in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6.
但事实上我们在以赛亚书九章六节当中看到。
For to us a child is born.
因有一婴孩为我们而生。
To us a son is given.
有一子赐给我们。
And the government will be on his shoulders.
政权必担在他的肩头上。
And he will be called Wonderful Counselor.
他名称为奇妙策士。
Mighty God.
全能的神。
Everlasting Father.
永在的父。
Prince of Peace.
和平的君。
The Lord Jesus is the peace.
主耶稣就是那平安。
He is our peace.
他是我们的平安。
When he lives in us,
当他住在我们里面的时候
His peace become our peace.
他的平安就成为我们的平安
That's why Jesus said my peace
那就是为何主说我的平安
That's the peace of Christ
那是耶稣基督的平安
Only when Jesus abides in us
只有当主耶稣住在我们里面时
That we have this peace that will never be shaken
我们才有这永不迁移的平安
We will have this peace that surpasses All comprehension.
我们要有着出人意外的平安。
Brothers and sisters, we live in a very difficult time.
弟兄姐妹，我们是生活在一个非常困难的时间。
I understand all your challenges.
我知道你所面临的各样挑战。
I have the same challenges.
我也有同样的挑战。
I'm a landlord also.
我也是一个房东。
And I have additional challenges.
我还有其他的挑战。
So I understand how important to have a peace.
我知道何等重要让我们心中能有平安。
We need to have this peace of Christ in us.
我们需要在心中有基督的平安。
We can face all these challenges.
我们才能够来面对各样的挑战。
And we can bring glory to God.
我们也能够把荣耀带给神。
There is a man in the glory.
是的，那有一位是在荣耀当中的。
And he desired to see all of us to be there.
他也盼望我们一同进入到荣耀里。
But we have to overcome this world.
但我们要胜过这世界。
Only our Lord Jesus can overcome.
唯有主耶稣能够胜过这世界。
Without Christ abiding in us, there's no way you and I can overcome.
若没有主耶稣基督住在我们里面，我们没有办法胜过这世界。
So today we desperately need to have a sense that have the peace.
所以今天我们实在需要有这样的感觉，我们需要平安。
It's the real peace.
是这真实的平安。
We need a walking, living faith.
我们需要凭着信心而行。
The knowledge of faith is not sufficient.
只有信心的知识是不够的。
We need to walk by our faith.
我们需要凭信而行。
Abiding in the Lord is not a theory.
住在主的里面不是一个理论。
It's not a knowledge.
不是一个知识
It's the decision you and I make every day.
是我们每一天所面临的选择
Every day, you and I can choose to abide in the Lord or abide in the world.
每一天我们都能够选择是住在世界上还是住在主的里面。
We have to set our mind.
我们必须来体贴一件事情。
On the spirit.
是来体贴圣灵。
Not on the flesh.
不是来体贴肉体。
Again, it's our decision.
又一次，这是我们的选择。
Sister,
弟兄姐妹
making all the decision.
你和我，我们都要来做这样的选择。
And oftentimes we made the wrong decision.
常常我们是做了那错的选择。
We choose to set our mind on the flesh.
我们选择要来体贴肉体。
We chose to abide in the world.
我们选择要住在这世界上。
We chose not to exercise our faith.
我们选择不来操练我们的信心。
Therefore, we do not have peace of Christ.
因此，我们没有基督的平安。
But we still have time.
但我们仍有时间。
May the Lord encourage all of us.
愿主鼓励我们所有的人。
Have the desire like this woman.
让我们能有像那血漏妇人一样的渴慕。
If I touch his clothes,
只要我摸他的衣服
I will be healed.
我的病就得医治。
Not only have this faith,
不仅有这样的信心
we stretch our hands,
也让我们伸出我们的手
even you can stretch out your hand now,
现在你就可以伸出你的手
you don't need to wait,
你不需要来等待
there's no reason to wait,
没有任何的理由让你再等待
if you have a need,
你有需要
if you are in distress,
若你是在搅扰当中
you can stretch your hand,
你可以伸出你的手
you can touch our Lord Jesus,
你可以摸我们的主
Lord Jesus living spirit,
主耶稣那活的灵
and every one of us,
我们每一个人
can stretch our hand and touch him any moment of the day,
我们都可以伸出我们的手在每一天的任一个时刻都可以来摸主
What a wonderful thing for us.
这是何等奇妙的事
！To exercise that faith,
让我们能够来操练我们的信心。
Every single day of our life,
我们每一天的生活。
There's no reason for us to live in fear anymore.
让我们没再有理由再活在恐惧当中。
There's no reason for us to close the window and lock the door anymore.
没有理由让我们再关上窗户，关上门。
Therefore, we can have this peace in our heart.
因此，我们心中有这样的平安。
May the Lord Bless all of us.
愿主祝福我们所有的人。
Set us free to today.
让我们今天得自由。
And gain the peace of Christ in our heart.
能够得着基督的平安在我们心中。
Let's pray.
让我们一同祷告。
Father, we thank you this morning again. We can fellowship with your word.
父，我们感谢你早上让我们一同能够来分享您的话语。
We pray for those who may be in distress.
我们为着那些在患难当中的祷告
May have difficulty in their life.
也许他们有各样的困难
May have very, very struggles.
也许有各样的苦恼
We pray that this morning you strengthen us.
愿早上您能够来让我们变得刚强
Encourage us.
鼓励我们每一个人
To exercise our faith.
能够来操练我们的信心
You have given us this wonderful thing called faith.
您把信心这奇妙的事赐给我们
Let's exercise it.
让我们能够一同来操练
Even as we pray,
就是当我们现在祷告的时候
that those who have need,
若那有需要的
will stretch out their hands,
能够伸出他们的手
and touch our Lord Jesus Christ.
来摸我们的主耶稣基督
Father, this morning we realize that peace is a choice.
父，早上我们认识到平安是一个选择
May every one of us will choose peace.
愿让我们每一个人都能够来选择平安
During the daily life,
在我们每一天的生活当中
Before every decision in front of us,
在我们面前的每一个选择
That we choose to abide in the Lord,
让我们能够选择住在主的里面
We do not choose to abide in the world,
让我们选择不要住在世界上
We will set our mind in the Spirit,
让我们体贴圣灵
Not to set our mind on the flesh.
不体贴肉体
More encourage all of us.
主，愿您鼓励我们每一个人
To exercise our privilege and our faith.
能够来操练我们的信心，这是何等的特权
So we can experience the peace of Christ in us.
好，叫我们一同来经历耶稣基督的平安在我们里面
That surpass all comprehensions.
那超乎人所意料的
That will never be shaken.
也是永远不摇动的
so that we can testify,
让我们能够一同来见证
this glorious peace in our heart.
这荣耀的平安在我们心中
we thank you for this time.
我们为着这时间感谢你
in Jesus name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告
弟兄姐妹，我们继续一些祷告。
Brothers and sisters, let's continue in prayer.